This week's sugya for Parshas Korach, very unique Indian. It's the shaila of nichsei tzibur, which means public property, publicly owned or an area which belongs to the tzibur. For example, a shul. What's the geder of a shul? Or it could be a geder of a sefer Torah which was donated to a shul. Many other types of public property. What's the pshat? Well, there's a shutfas. Even people pay taxes. There's so many other ways of variations. But the general idea is that this is something which the tzibur has rights to. Does that mean that it's like a few people buy a building and now everybody in the building is a partner and an owner? It's a joint ownership. And then everybody has a certain amount of rights based on the fact that he's an owner, like the other person's an owner. So how do we relate to that? Is it considered a shutvus of a building, let's say, or is it considered a new entity called a tzibur? Kind of a lot of nafkimin is this. It sounds like an abstract type of an idea, but it would be a question if a person could sell his share in the shul. You know, he's owner, if paying member means that you have rights more than other people, so I want to sell my rights to somebody else. I'll sell my rights. Say, no, you don't have a right. You're not a owner. You're part of this entity called the tzibur. And
but already by default, I mean, let's say you have the Vatavayas and that's a straw, right? Every person owns their own apartment.
Right.
And you pay into the Vatavayas. No one could stop you from selling your apartment because the next guy's going to get his chalik into the Vatavayas when he... The buyer is going to
right.
Don't control who can.
Right, that's a byproduct of my ownership, a private ownership.
That's
right.
That's every condo building. Every building that's condo.
Right, so saying you can't, no one could stop you from selling your apartment.
Right, that's true.
Because by default, you're selling and buying
right.
The chelik that you have in Nevada Bias.
But there are rules, a lot of these places have rules, you can't sell to certain ages. This definitely.
Right, if there's a.
There's
bylaws, there's bylaws. I'm sure that.
That's not a din in the common areas, that's just a general rule of the.
So let's see. There's some interesting things here. So I won't go exactly in the order that's set up in the countries, but the opening Rashi, which is in our parsha, when the pasuk says "Vayichal Moishim Oid Am Koyrach VaDosei VaYomer LaShem Atefel Menchasam LoYichamurech VeMasasi LaResi Sachem Mehem." So what does it mean Atefel Menchasam? Don't turn to that mincha. So Rashi says in Midrashay Omar. I know that they have a chelik in the carbon tamid, like everybody else. Everybody pays the machzor shekel. Everybody has their chelik in the carbon tamid. You have a carbon tzibur. Everybody pays to be part of this carbon tzibur. The whole klal Yisrael pays. Moshe Rabbeinu says, there, however size it's going to be when you divide it up, let's say it's a fraction of an inch, so that piece of meat, it shouldn't burn. The Mizbeach shouldn't burn it. You know which is their chelik, Hashem, their chelik, the Mizbeach, the fire shouldn't consume. It sounds like when you have a carbon tzibur, which everybody part of paid for, everybody has an ownership in that carbon. That's what it sounds like from Rashi, from this Medrash. So that's one of the rayas that it seems that even when you have a carbon tzibur means it's a 600,000 ownerships in this carbon. You divide it up into 600,000 pieces. Because if not, you could survive. There is no way of saying don't burn their part. There is no part that's theirs per se. It just means the whole carbon has to be burnt and they shouldn't have a kapara from it, let's say. But there is no them. There's no like, oh, this is my molecule. It doesn't work. So that's the mashma from Rashi. So again, just the shaila over here is when you have a publicly owned carbon, a shul, could be mundane things. What's the status of that ownership? Is it like shutfim in the building, or is it a new type of an ownership? So we'll turn over here. We'll jump many generations to the rugged shaver. There's on page Yud. There's a sefer they bring from Yerushas Pleita. Yerushas Pleita was a sefer that was compiled of Gedolei Olam that were killed, Hungarian Gedolim that were killed in the war, World War II. So they put together a sefer. So here is one of the Gedolim, I'm not sure who it is, they don't say who it's from, but it brings from the Rogachover. It's a very fascinating hakira here. He says, V'akta mashav isi b'kayetz, shnas tofresh tzadik zayin. It's 2 years before the war broke out, whichever Godel here is writing. B'yoysi b'ir ha-gadoylo l'elikim kehila kedusha kovna. Kovna, as we know, was one of the most hardest hit and one of the greatest suffering cities of Kovna and Sabah. It was terrible. So they, over there in that city, biras mamlechas lito, because there they got hit right in the beginning of the war. The sefer kata mimechgar the chachmei amedina anal shehevi b'shem agoyin ha'ilui hanoyra v'aniskov Rabbi Yosef Rosen hanikra de Rogachov agoyin. Right, that's how they were meneshachas temer b'chayev already when the agoyin ha'ilui hagoyin hanoyra v'aniskov. So he writes over there that he had a chakira. B'inyan tzibur mahu iklal shekoilu rabim hapratim. I'm not sure what the question marks. Is it a klal, which is koilel, the tzibur, an individual? It's a group of individuals, to put it that way. It's a group of individuals. That's what a tzibur is. Imurak felas hapratim, kumoy lamashal. Kehila shenikras tzibur. You have a tzibur. You have a community. You call it a kehila, a tzibur. It's a bunch of individuals. A tzibur is a bunch of individuals that are multiplied. They brought together a Sefer Torah, and everybody now became a bunch of individuals owning a Sefer Torah. Or they bought a building for a shul. Everybody became individual ownerships in the shul, which become one group. Nimtza, the emes, the be'etzem, double in the shtanu klal. Nothing changed. Rakbok feilas hayochid b'klal echad. What happened was, is that you have the yochid, which is now multiplied as one. Adilma, here's the amazing chiddush. Adei shtatfusam yachad be'emes, nishtana gam etzem adovar. When you have a bunch of individuals coming together, it's not pshat individuals. It became a new entity. This is what we like to say. This is the pshat, you know, when we darshan, the chashivas of a tzibur, the naim atzias, but it's a real chakira. It's going to have enough halachas and nafkiminis lahalacha. But that's the chakira, the Rogachover. Do we say a tzibur is a bunch of individuals or a tzibur is a new entity? In LLC. This shayla is going to come, by the way, real amaisa in the back, which maybe next week, although they bring a lot of the tshuvas in the yesterday part, but what do you say, having stocks on Pesach, they have chametz. Am I a private individual owner, or do you say that there's some other definition to the ownership in the stock, which makes it that's not my real bialis, it's my schusim to have, it's some kind of another shot. Or it gets involved in ribis, if you had LLCs. You create an LLC now, and now you want to do lend with ribbis. Are there individuals lending ribbis, or there's this new entity which doesn't have sheikhs be'etzem to the mitzvahs as it is now? It's a real shayla.
Is this just an intention shayla, or this is practical?
No, it's practical.
Is it a bunch, the way he's selling ribbis, a bunch of individuals just happen to all be put into one item, so by default they become shutva?
Or
it's everyone wants to have this one sibur dika ownership.
Yeah, that's right. But he's not, I don't know if it's the nafkamin of the will of the people. No. It's an, as he was saying. Can people get together and say, this shul is a bunch of yechidim? Please, no one tell about what to do. Or do you say, no, I mean, you can't have a will on that.
Let's say two people, five people buy a chair.
So for sure.
That says that I have 3 hours a day, you have 3 hours a day, whatever.
Right, right.
So they all own it collectively, but they all have 100% of the buy list, but they really. I'm not looking to be a group.
Right.
That seems to be like
I don't know if you have a choice in the matter. If you have something which the tzibur bought, let's say the tzibur buys a sefer Torah, unless maybe they make a tanai that I could sell my part, it became now a new entity.
Selling, one of them
see that's what he's claiming. But the question is, do you want to say, can you decide it, or is it right? The Hizbra Adover saying he makes a marshal. Commercial on uroyim bedvar mativiyim shesharkava mezgiyos. And you have chemicals mixing. For example, harkova shcheniyos hu lamashal noisin melech b'mayim. You put salt in water. Hamelech namas v'nasa l'mayim. V'gam ha'mayim kibot ha'melech. The water became salty water. Imkein adain shneim heimon imtzoyim boilim. You have salt here, which dissolved, and you have water here. Them kishchenim yoishvim yachad rakol echad nishba mechaveri. You have over here salt and water. Va'kava mezgiyos hu sheoishen shnei dvarim shenisarvu hoitziu aydea taruvasam dava chadash v'beri chadasha. Va'shnei minu arishonim bottle me'mitzius ve'enam boilam. You have a case, you mix together chemicals and things. What ends up happening is you have a new reality. Something new. I would have thought that salt water is a new reality, but he doesn't say it. He says salt water is salt and water. I don't know what kind of chemicals you have putting together that become now something, an entirely new entity as opposed to salt water. He doesn't give an example. I don't know. But this is his chakiru. So he said it's tzibur. Is it tzibur coming together? Like new chemicals and makes a whole new matzias, or is it just salt and water that are blending together? Same thing in ruchnius. The tzibur shenoylad mikoyach hishtatvos har beyichidim nasu legamrei etzem acheres ve'enam klal oisam ayichidim shohayu koydim hishtatvusam. They're not the same thing. I think I said this by the Evan Apina, if I remember correctly. Evan Masa Abayim Hoysla Rosh Pina. So what was the word? Evan Masa Abayim, a Rosh Pina, you have a Rosh Pina stone, it has to be, it fits to all the sides and above, it has to be a flat stone, it has to be a very perfect mold. So they said that Tavar HaMelech can't be the Rosh Pina because he has so many different facets. He was a warrior, he was an Anav, he was a Mespal, he was all types of things. They said he's too complex to be ahead of a Tzibur because he's too multifaceted, it doesn't work. So he said, "Evan Maso Abayim." Evan means that the Abayim said, "I can't be the builder." Haishle Reshpina. I became Amish, the cornerstone of the whole place, because Hagufa, because when you blend it and mix all different types, that is what makes it a koyach which you can build on. Other things, so Tzibur, I was taking the second side of the Rogachara, saying a Tzibur is something which is a whole new reality. It's not just a bunch of hashpash and a mele. You can't work with it. Okay, the whole blend together, what you work with, just to be my Muska. So he says chakira nafkamina l'kam and yonim anugeim la'alocha, which is like we said, some of them LLCs, stocks. He had, I didn't have that maybe in those days, you or not. But other nafkaminas we see sefer Torah umaskenasoi. What did the rugged trouble come out? That tzibur nesalu beruchnius. A tzibur is a new thing. At she'enam be'etzem ayachidim shoy beprotus. Ukumoy betivium ayadei kemishe. Zusammen Zusetzung. Let's say you read that. Zusammensetzung. That's it. Chemische Zusammensetzung. Chemical mixture. Neulad Breria Chadosha Legamre Vechelke Arishoinim Nevdu in this battle. The original chemicals are gone. Kimoikinu Baruchanius Eviraila Dvarov. Okay, it's nice to philosophize, but the Gachav is not going to go very long on that. He's going to bring Rias. One of his Rias is in Shkolim, Perik Aleph. The Kana Kab Yochanan ben Zakkai. What's talking over there is a fascinating raya. They really brought this earlier. But the raya is that you have a problem. You want to bring a carbon mincha of the tibur. So you have a carbon shtei halechem, for example, or the carbon oimer. Could the kohanim give their money in there? Could the kohanim have a shtatvus? When a kohen brings a mincha, it has to be burnt. And if you're going to say that the kohen owns a part of that carbon and it's still in there, how could you burn? How could you give it out to people to eat? It's supposed to be burnt. His chedek is being eaten. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said in the Mishnah before, a koyin is mechuyev to give shkolim for the oimer. It's mechuyev to give. His chedek is being eaten instead of burnt. No, it's a new matzias. It's Makariah from the Ragachar. It says, the chol koyin shein is shoykel choyte, v'chashinon avachol minchas koyin kol takto. We don't care if the koyin's mincha is burnt. The Mahai time on that Mishnah Rotsa Ben Bukhri, the Poitra Milishkol. But Tam, the Loichai Shinon Alze, Kumoy Doma Bishalmi, Sham, the Ishchiluk Ben Minchas Yochid, the Minchas Tzibur. Minchas Yochid, crave a column. Minchas Tzibur, crave a column. You don't have to burn it up. I'm Sham Bishalmi, and that's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's shita. Vatam the betzibur ain a mayachid marishoinim. They're not the kahanim are not there anymore. Rakema atzmi machinim the gamri. Akein le tisa valeyam asay the chomichas kohen kol takto. There's no asay to burn the carbon. Akan toichin divre hagoyin haadir the rugged shover. The herosham bin the flois lechazik chakira now. Now this tzaddik, whoever it was, this Shemim Kamdomai, that in the Sefer Yerushas Pleito, he goes on to say the next paragraph. It's nice to read it, but let's say it outside. He says, from here we learn that when it says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Merosha Kehilas Yaakov, that you cannot say that let someone else daiga for the perpetuation of the Torah. Like, okay, I don't have to look after it. Let other people do it. Since it's a choiv on the tzibur, and there are no yechidim, every single person in the tzibur has a choiv to daiga that the Torah is continued. It goes with chadarim and but the Talmud Torah and all the and that the Torah has the Yerusha continuing. It's a choiv on the entire tzibur. You can't say, okay, I'm a yachid, other yechidim, he can do it. I don't have to do it. It's a choiv on the chalos in the tzibur. There's no way to wiggle out of it. Everyone has to have a shechelik in that. That's what his what he was taking out of this ragu chavar linyan. Also, you could say linyan lemaisa. The person, yes, he has to make sure that Torah is continued by supporting it and learning it and teaching it. That's his thing. So now that's the Chakira, the Ragat Shavri, he brought a Raya from Shkolim. The thing is, as we open up in the Shir, Rashi and Parshas Korach, which is how this whole thing started, Rashi said that when Moshe told, was Mispal, Al Tefnel Men Chasim of Korach, so Rashi brought from the Medrash, their Chalik and the carbon Tamid of the Tzibah should not be burnt on the Mizbeach. That means that their part, that their meat should stay unburnt. What do you mean? You have an animal, their meat, their tiny, tiny smidget over there. What do you mean? There is no part that's mine, the part, the whole thing is everybody's. It should be that it gets burnt. They shouldn't have a kapara or something, but to say that it shouldn't get burnt, Rashi learned that the physical, it's a literal carbon seabird is a bunch of yechidim. That's one of the issues, and there are other chalakim of which Maran Mekomis are bringing here is coming to go a similar type of outlook. It's not so pashut. What the Rav Chaim wanted to bring from Shkolim, you have to know how to get out of his raya. Every stam said a hakira of philosophy is one thing. He brought it right from Shkolim. You see that you can burn the carbon, the chalak of the kohanim, put the Shkolim in, and it gets burnt. You're not saying that it gets eaten, and you don't say that there's a problem here with that. So that's the chara shtaka raya. Then he's marach more raya. There's another tshuva in the back. In the I saw, which Mitzvah next week learned it, with a Rogachov also, Tzofnus Paneach, is a Geshmak about being Mishtatif, Mechalas Shabbos to a minion. And it sounds like he gets into this Shaila. Like if you can look at them as Yechidim, you have a problem. Because the Yechidim are not the Mechalas Shabbos, but I didn't read the Tshuva yet. But maybe he's saying that if you look at them as a Tzibur, the Maisi is a Ben Yisoy, he's Mechuyiv, a Mitzvah. He's not being kind of the Mitzvahs. But he's mechuyev. So you have 10 people that are mekayim the mitzvah, so let him be part of the tzibur because he makes the chalos tzibur. That's what you need for davening. Sounds like he's going there with this shiloh. So and there's two tshuvas in the Gargat Shavu. It seems here. This is not a but in yitziruf leminyan poishim machal shabbos. Then he had a shiloh earlier about just to get an idea where this goes. Besides the stocks, the Milchus Yitzchak has a famous tshuva. Making changes in the Beis HaKnesses. How do you get a skama for that? Do you go by roiv? Or do you say everybody has to be maskim? Or dafkas, that's why you have something called Zayin Tuva Yair. You have the Zayin Tuva Yair, whatever defines Zayin Tuva Yair, and they make the decisions, and no one else can have a say. Otherwise, what do you mean? There's a representation of the Tzibur, and everybody else gave it over to them. Or the Chazawa made Takana. That's a very big question. Is what's it? If you say Tzichidim, then you can have one dissenting vote, and that's finished. Unless, of course, there's laws. You put in a Tanai Kaidun Ladover, that'll change it. So to bring in one afgemina here, discussion with B'ki Veger. B'ki Veger brings, this is on page Tezayin, talking about not selling a Sefer Torah. On the bottom of the page, B'ki Veger and Ago brings from a Sefer Torah Chaim. The Ein Loi Lahakdish a Sefer Torah Letzibur, Elon King Koisiv Acheris La'atzmai. That a person should not take a Sefer Torah which he wrote and give it over to the tzibur, unless he writes a new one for himself. Why? The kimut shemakdisha, hari hu shel hektish, v'lav sheloi, v'ein yoytze b'zei, the mitzvah, asei, kisru lechem. Amazing thing. Someone writes a Sefer Torah, gives it over to the tzibur, but he gives it over. When he gives it over to the tzibur, who does it belong to? Who can say it to the Bible? Nobody. There's nobody. Maybe, the Zayin Tuva Yair, whoever that's called that, can maybe deal with it. But there's no owner. That's what he's saying. But the fact is that he's not yotzei the mitzvah. Because if he gives it over, he lost his bialus. So Rabbi Kivege says, wait a second, it's mashma, the mivshat pshita leil teres chayim, the yesh le sefer Torah, b'shutfis, the ene yotzei b'zeh. A person writes to a Sefer Torah together with somebody else, he's not yoytze the mitzvah. Tokisho makdash tzibur gam hu shutuf boy. Amazing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is learning that had you said that a shutuf could be yoytze Sefer Torah, what's the problem of giving over Sefer Torah to the tzibur? Give it to the tzibur. I'm still a shutuf. I'm not the sole owner, but I'm a shutuf. So if I'm a shutuf, I'm still yoytze. Elamai shutuf is not yoytze. So right away, you can open arms. Wait a second. Rabbi Akiva must be learning, like Rashi, that once a tzibur has something, it doesn't mean that I lost my individuality there. I'm an individual that owns part of the chayfetz. That's what you see.
Nobody owns it.
He's saying that he's an owner.
Maybe the shul, whatever that means.
The two meanings, let's say, either it's a time to the air, or what we call a vad, or call the rav, you call the gabbai, designate somebody.
It's not exactly being pushed at the shayla of how you slice up the ownership. This is really in reference to Hilchos Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Baisos, or Kiv Eger holds that you have to own a Sefer Torah b'shlemusa for forever in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah
Right. It has to be yours.
It has to be yours and forever.
Right.
So he's trying to say is that even if you have a chelik in the shutfas of the tzibur,
yeah,
vice versa, there's time holds that that's not for the kesulachem anyways.
If you're the owner, if you do it, then it's...
Okay, but what happened?
It's not vising on hilchos shutfas.
I'm still shutfas.
Why not? I mean,
because maybe it's a halacha in hilchos shutfas that you can't be a shutfas. That's what there's time to say.
Somebody gave
us
the
term. That you can't be the kind of mitzvah on the
shutfas. That's what Kiveg is pointing out.
Right, but it's not vising on how shutfas works.
No.
If it belongs to shutfas, okay.
So look at Moshe. Right, so.
Why did you go to Kishvachem? It's not
the key mitzvah of. If when you write and it belongs to you. Yes, it belongs to you. Right, when they put out selling a letter, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. This makes me realize. I always wondered, I'm just thinking now, it always bothered me, if you find a psul in a Sefer Torah, find a psul. So now, you want to have it, let's say the Bakari notices the psul, they go ahead, they call a Sefer, they don't want to tell the Noidi that we found the psul, or whatever, something, a smudge happened, they want to fix it up. So it comes a Sefer, if you have two letters touching, it's a psul Sefer Torah, takes his little knife, scratches it out, that's it. His Mekayim is a Ksiva Sefer Torah. Don't know it was Apostle Sefer Torah. When he wrote it, he made a kosher Sefer Torah. He got the last ois. I always wondered that. I said, you should call up the Bailim and tell him, I'm being your Shliach. You once wrote a Sefer Torah, it became Apostle, or you thought you were Yotze, you never were Yotze because we found a letter missing. We're going to put in a letter now. Can I be your Shliach? This is you paid all the money for this. You paid tens of thousands of dollars for this. Can I be your Shliach? They don't want to tell him usually because they don't want to hurt his feelings. They don't want him to feel bad, especially. Huh? And shlich is better. Zachal and shlich befun of. So I know I once saw a cipher fixing a word. I told him mine. I don't know if it's a zeichen. I said have in mind the kind of ksiva sefer Torah. Okay. Yeah. But I thought funny. I found it strange. Like, but meanwhile, I'm not so sure because he's not the owner. No, he says here it's not. He said you see that shutfus is not enough. It has to be yours. So. It's not his cloth, it's not his anything. He was fixed to Sefer Torah. It belongs to Yenna. So maybe like I said, it's a Zochin or it's Behechrich. He's fixing Yenna's thing.
We're watching it, we're putting in the safe, we're locking it. It's like part of the maintenance.
It's part of the maintenance, maybe. I was thinking now, I thought that if you wrote it, you wrote it. It's not so posh if you wrote it. It has to be that you...
You're not using
it as a cipher, right? So just like the cipher. Yeah, no, the cipher is Shliach.
It's someone's paying him.
He's a shliach of the person who called him. You don't tell the owner. So let's just finish the Moshe's horror on this. And Moshe, this goes right back into the Rogachover's Chakira. So if you look on the next page, the line is like five, he quotes Rabbi Kiveger, and then six lines down, he calls Lanias Daiti Yesh Chilu Gadol. He's arguing Rabbi Kiveger. And Das Toris Chaim. The Kishamak this Litzibor Gerua Mishal Shutfin. Why? Because by the tzibur, the ain lechelik mamish. Come on, b'shal shutfis. The b'shal shutfis, yachal limka chelkoi. He's able to sell his chelik if he wants. V'yachal letvoya. He can also have a demand, shechalku, that could divide it up in some way. He wants to divide up. Ukishi efshe b'chaluka, if it's not something which is dividable, it doesn't go to agud. Avak v'hikdish letzibur. Ain't yochal limkor chalkoi. Person can't sell anymore his chelik, something which belongs to the tzibur. He's saying sidurim. Person gives sidurim over. No one could sell his chelik. He says, you know what? He needs some money. He has a great idea. He says, I'm part of a shul here. There's sidurim, there's shasim, there's chairs, the only thing. I pay membership. So I own a little bit of the chairs and the sidurim and everything. You know what shchusim I get? I get every time a person takes a sidur, a gemara, a chumash, I have this amount of schar. I need money. I'll sell you for $1,000 all my chalakim and all the sidurim and all the sfarim and all the chinuch chairs. And then from now on, anyone uses it, you get the schar. Oh, gewaldik. I'll buy it. He's $1,000. Person takes $1,000, goes to the bank. Gewaldik. He's done. You can't sell it. How much you can't sell your buying list.
Oh, maybe this way you could sell it. How
much
sell
the toivus hanok. Okay, that's schuss maybe. Avo b'shehikdash l'tzibur en yochelum kechelkoi v'en yochel l'tfoya matzibur klum bat chelkoi. You can't demand anything. Person can't say to Sartre the Tzibur, I don't want you using the Sefer Torah. Pliny's here. I don't like Pliny. I don't want him here. Till he leaves, I'm not letting you use the Chavez. I'm not letting you remain from my Chalik of Sefer Torah. I'm answering. Till he leaves. Well, like that, the Chavez is supposed. So you can't do that. Or the opposite. Until he comes, I'm getting a little bit more friendly. Until he comes, So, oh, he brings a raya, he's marach by an adam, you could ask your chelek. He says, this goes a little bit details there in the Isuri Hana, goes a few lines in the bottom, Nikomokam, Kimuchen Yochel Limkar, it's different. Asering is a Toivus Hana thing. Selling, Ein Chelke Ben, Ein Yochel Limkar Chelke Ben, Kimuchen Ein Yochel Limkar, Ein Chelke Ben Loi Kisha Loi Gomor, Ulachen Ein Yoitse. By the Sefer Torah, Avu Bishal Shotfin Shachelik Shiyesh Loi Hu Shaloi Gomor Efshe Service She Yoytze. Maybe you would be Yoytze if you write a Sefer Torah B'Shotfis. The Torah's Chaim says, don't give it to the Tzibur because you lost your mitzvah, because you lost every last vestige of your bialis in bialis language. If you're a shut, if you're a bialim, so a Moshe Lef was also mitzadet this chakira. Mamish is a very important chakira goes on over here. Has a lot of nafkiminis. One is over here. If you could we learn and say that. Shutif is not Yotze Sefer Torah. Oh no, there's a Tzibur. That's a tzibur Sefer Torah. If the Tzibur writes it together, there's no Bailus and you're not Yotze. But if you write, if you own it, or the Shutif with somebody else and you're Bailus and you could sell your Chelek, then you are an owner. And the same thing we saw the Gabe Nafkimino was the Gabe Karbonis, different things. And we have to still see more about it next week. So this is the idea, very Yisraelistic Hakira. The Rogachover held that a Tzibur is a new Mitzias. And Memela, it's Pashut that all of that you can't sell, it's not your ownership, and all the nafkuminis that will play a part, we'll still see Meretz Hashem next week.
You only had one
ride, right? Shkolim. No, the Dibot, this Sefer says, Ein Sham Herod.